runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker, quite feeling got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we make it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to be a man. I used to be a punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Ain't got time to make no apology. kitchen to the floor. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy.
Lover boy.
Try it. Pick it up. Take them lights away. Try it. Pick it up. We'll be right back.
Big finish.
Big finish. Huge finish.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yes,
welcome. Wow. 101.5.
UMFM.
And on the face.
Yes.
Out of Brooklyn.
Ooh.
That's a monster opening.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. This is, yeah, I'm awake.
Right. Kick you in the ass, wake you up.
You said that. Yes, it does. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
We are getting prepped for the punk rock flea market this weekend.
Yes, I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if that's what you're going to say, so that's why I was saying.
Oh, you were hesitant.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got, it's here.
It's here.
There was so much prep, this planning and organizing for this and applying and the people and the email. It all started like in fall, winter.
Yep.
And it's here.
It is.
So it's going on this weekend.
Yep.
If you're here in Winnipeg, at the Valor Community Center.
Yep.
I think doors are what, 11?
11, yeah. 11 till 3.
11 till 3. Five bones to get in.
Yep.
Come and check out some wild and crazy wares.
Yes.
We are going to be speaking to M, the mastermind behind the punk rock flea market at about the halfway mark of the show, just to touch base. See what they can tell us about this fantastic event. And mostly you.
Mostly me. I'll be there.
The dog needs a babysitter, and I've been voluntold because I suck with numbers and math. So you'll be there for sure. I'll be popping in, but it's going to be a good time.
It will be a fun time.
In honor of
the punk rock flea market.
We got a punk rock show.
We got a punk rock show today.
So we just heard Trash
by the New York Dolls.
Like this weird hybrid of glam and punk.
Yeah.
They're so great, though. Oh, God. You know what my first introduction to the New York Dolls was? And people are going to laugh at me. Kim Cattrall wearing a New York Dolls shirt in Sex and the City. And I remember I'm like, go and look it up. And I'm like, get out. This is amazing. Before that, Little Iggy.
Little Iggy and the Stooges.
Search and Destroy. And then a cool band that my aunt has a connection to.
Yeah. I've heard this story several times, yes.
It just blows my mind. Yep. My aunt used to go to and hang out with the guys in the MC5.
How crazy is that?
Did you not? I called her up one day because I'm like, hang on, you used to hang out here. She's like, yeah. This album was recorded at the Grandee Ballroom. She's like, yeah. I'm like, do you know these guys? Oh, yeah. Just like, not a...
Nope.
Not a care. Just like, oh, yeah, yeah. We used to hang out. Used to do light shows for him. Like, my Auntie Jin was cool, man. She still is. But MC5.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most influential but least critically acclaimed punk bands, maybe? Early punk bands, too?
Like, that's the first. Them and Iggy were, like, the first.
Yeah.
That just, you know.
Just paving the way.
Yep.
Love the MC5. So let's kick out the jams. You kick them out. We're super excited about this flea market. We warmed up last weekend at the Winnipeg Record.
Manitoba Record and
Thank
Music
you.
Sale.
That's it.
Yep.
Had a great time.
We had a great time there.
Wow.
Amazing. We did really well.
You guys almost wiped us out
of
some of our key items. But it was really busy, busier than the last one.
Yep.
We sold some crazy stuff.
Yeah, thanks to all the kids, literal kids, that came
by and
bought CDs and cassettes.
It was funny because I was kind of sitting on the side of the table with the CDs and you were kind of with the vinyl.
Yeah.
And these kids younger than Hunter, like Hunter's going to be 15.
Yeah.
I would say these kids are maybe 12, max 13.
Yeah.
Picking out CDs and they're like, hey, can we buy these? And I'm like, White Stripes, Hole, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and I'm like, yes, you can.
Yes, you can take them.
One of them took even our special edition Sgt. Pepper on CD we had. I was like, yes, yes.
And that girl, that little girl that bought all the Radiohead stuff.
Oh my God. I hold on to the weirdest stuff, but when OK Computer came out, I bought a VHS called, I can't remember what it's called, but had all the videos.
Yeah.
And then I bought this documentary called Meeting People is Easy, and I just held on to them. And I was like, you know what? I haven't watched these things in a decade.
Yeah.
It's time to pass them on. So we're like, I'll slap $10 on it. And this girl was like audibly shocked and happy and oh my God, Dad, I need that. But yeah, it warms my heart because like when I was young, you know, it was hard. Going to those sales because I was looked down upon. People kind of scoff their nose at me. I love seeing the kids.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. But anyway, you bought us out of stuff.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, it's really hard to find CDs now.
Right? It's almost like CDs are starting to have a resurgence.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's like I went to resupply everything this past week and
no luck.
All I've been finding was the vinyl.
The vinyl. God damn it. You get on one train.
And another train
just pulls up. We're too old for this. Anyway, we're going to play some more music.
Yes, we will.
Like I said, at the half hour mark, Em's going to call us, tell us everything we need to know about the punk rock flea market. If you're interested, I urge you to get your tickets now. They're on Eventbrite. It's $5.
Yes.
Em's going to have a lot more information, but there's tons of crazy vendors. Bring cash, because not everybody is set up for... Yes. Squarespace or no, it's not called Squarespace, whatever, the tappy.
Yeah, it's square something. I can't remember what it's
called. The tappy squarey thingy.
Yeah.
We will do some e-transfers. Some people will do that, but bring cash.
Bring cash, please.
Bring cash. So I'm looking through your set list here, and it's like you start off, I love it, because you start off with some classics.
Yeah.
And then as I was typing it up, I'm like, oh yeah, you pulled some good ones out. But you pulled a good Ramones one out.
Yes.
Because you could have gone with the easy route.
I was going to go with the easy route. I more or less like Sheena is a punk rocker. I was going to go with that one. But I'm like, no, let's go with something a little bit different.
A little different?
Yeah.
A little teenage lobotomy?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
The Ramones.
Lobotomy! 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 Lobotomy!
Don't cut me. Spread over in his alphabetical bow. Sent from the government man. I just gonna really tell the boss, gonna really let him know exactly how he feels. It's pretty bad. He's in love with the rock and roll wall. He's in love with getting stonewall. He's in love with Jerry Jones wall. He don't like it.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president. Rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Pop rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. We'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, eat fudge, banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Woo!
All right, doesn't get much more classic. Some freaking... Whoa. Oh, God, God. Oh, my God. We're going to stop that. Hey, Em.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
All right.
Some technical difficulties.
Well, it wouldn't be this show without it. So on
Love
the
it.
Line, we have Em, who is the mastermind behind the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market this weekend. Are you excited?
I'm so stoked. I cannot wait. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like excited or pooping your pants, a little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, it's been months of work, so it's so exciting to see it come to fruition. But yeah, the fear is there too. Like, is everything going to work? Is everything going to be cool? Like,
I think it's going to be awesome. You've put so much work into it and had such it's going to be
ready.
Great. You're ready. Exactly. So for people who aren't aware or don't know what a punk rock flea market is.
Yeah.
What is it?
So basically, it is a market with independent makers, artisans, vintage sellers, record sellers. So just a little kind of an eclectic mix of everybody and a lot of stuff that maybe you wouldn't find at a regular craft market or, you know, isn't available just on your run-of-the-mill local stores and things like that.
Yeah, a little bit odd.
Yeah, a little bit different.
A little bit different. I was reading, you did a fantastic interview with the Winnipeg Free Press, and you said it's not necessarily that the stuff is punk rock in theme, it's just in concept, right? Like,
Yeah, it's all about the DIY spirit, about, you know, making something that's different, just truly going out and saying, you know what, I can't find this, I don't see anybody making it, I'm just going to create it myself, and that's really what I'm attracted to and interested in. And so those are the kind of vendors that we've attracted, and that's what we're showcasing on Sunday.
Awesome. So some of the vendors you've got, well, we're going to be there selling some insane vinyl, but what are some of the other highlights that you're looking for? I'm sure they're all highlights, but off the top of your head, what are some of the vendors here?
Yeah. So, One Stone, company. So she's a recent fashion graduate. She's making all kinds of dresses. She repurposes, like t-shirts and things like that.
Yes. Yes.
So super inclusive. She's got all kinds of different styles and things like that. She's also making like, detachable collars. So, you can just kind of pop it on your outfit, and she uses like, sheets, like vintage sheets and stuff like that. So that's really cool. There's going to be 1882 Hot Sauce. So he is everywhere, but his hot sauce is amazing. So I'm excited for him to be there. Let's see who else, Pushing Up Daisies. So she does skulls.
That stuff looks so cool.
Yeah. Like all kinds of jewelry and like mounted skulls with like flowers and things on them. Her stuff is really rad. There's, It Makes Sense. So she does, bath bombs and things like that. So it was mentioned in the article in the Free Press, she has one that's in the shape of a toaster. When I saw that, I laughed and laughed and laughed. And I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's awesome. I agree with you.
Yeah, and she's got all kinds of like horror movie themed bath bombs and stuff like that. So totally awesome. Nothing that I've really seen at, you know, any other markets. It's stuff that I've seen online and I'm like, oh man, I wish someone here was doing that. And then I've managed to, you know, find all these people and curate it. So Nick Friesen, he's going to have his comics there. Patron Vintage, she's doing a whole vintage curated collection. She's size inclusive as well. Awesome. So she's going to have a bunch of different stuff there. She's been planning it for months. So I'm so excited. Like I've put in the work, but also the vendors have just absolutely poured their heart and souls into making products and getting stuff ready. Hello Happy Candle. They're doing a special limited candle for us. Ooh. It's called Happy Weirdo or Beautiful Weirdo or something like that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool tie-dye candle. I'm just can't believe like just the response from everybody. It's been amazing.
It's so cool. And you've mentioned the thing inclusive a few times. That was one thing that you had said was really important to get a venue that was accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
Including vendors that, you know, are size inclusive, all sorts of things. Like, it's definitely, Winnipeg has such a alternative scene. I mean, not just mod or punk or rockabilly. I mean, we all kind of clump ourselves together because we're a small city. Yeah. So it's so nice that we have this now. So thank you.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. I'm so excited. I can't wait for it to happen. Yeah. And the inclusivity, that was a building block right from the start. I was like, I'm not going to have this unless I can make sure that literally anyone who wants to come, no matter what their abilities are, is going to be able to be there. So that was a thought right from the very beginning.
And that's awesome. I love that so much. So let's give people the details. It's going on this Sunday.
Yeah.
It's at the Valor Community Center. Do you know the address offhand?
Okay. Yeah, it's 448 Burnell. It's the Orioles location. They have three locations, so I've been trying to be as clear as possible. Yeah, it's the Orioles location. It's the one on Burnell. Obviously, like, there's a small parking lot there, street parking, $5 to get in, 12 and under is free. We're also working with Manitoba Harm Reduction, so they're going to have their merch there. Including some exclusive merch, and they're also we have tons of donations from the vendors and some local businesses for a raffle to help raise funds for them as well.
Awesome. Well, we're not going to keep you too long because it sounds like you've got a lot of work to do leading up to the weekend.
I've actually been trying to go to bed super early this week because I've been staying up to like 1 a.m. for like months getting all of this stuff organized. Yeah. And I'm like, this week, I'm like, I have to just go to bed so I'm not so I'm like ready to go all day Sunday.
Oh, you'll be running on fumes and like excitement. I just know it.
Yeah, it's all adrenaline from this point on, baby.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we will see you on Sunday. Super excited, super stoked for this. And anybody, tickets are available at the door. They can get them on Eventbrite right now. And we'll see you Sunday.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks so much for the opportunity. See you later.
Thank you. We'll see you Sunday. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. So that was M from Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yes.
Super excited.
Yeah.
They've put in a poop ton of work. Like, it's so funny. People don't realize how much work this stuff is to organize. Like, they're like, oh, it's an organizer, you just get people together. No, it is a lot of work. And when you work full time, Em's got a family, two awesome kids, her husband, and I'm sure they're all helping, but it's, you know, so kudos to Em. Good job. So, yeah, that's what's going on this weekend.
Yeah.
You got to work on Saturday,
yeah.
Boo. So I'm going to have a doggy pull my hair out day at home. No, no, I'm joking. Our dog's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
She's good. She's sweet. But what else is going on?
Not much.
You're usually like finger on the pulse guy.
The record sale now, this thing.
This has been occupying a lot of our time.
Yeah.
We're going to have tapes, CDs, some.
Yeah. Well, a few CDs. Well, a bunch of vinyl. I got a stack of vinyl that I got this past weekend.
I'm going to price those for you tomorrow. Memorabilia?
Yeah, we got some stickers, memorabilia. We got books.
Yeah, I am sorry that the U2 inflatable lemon did sell.
Gone. Yeah.
But there's other
it's
fun
finally
stuff.
Gone.
there is going to be, for people who are interested, I'm going to have a press kit from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the movie, for sale at our booth.
Ooh.
So, you know, Mondo Hollywood, Amanda, if you're listening.
Yeah.
That's got your name on it. Anyway, it's going to be a good time.
Yes. It'll be a fun time.
Fun time.
Fun time will be had by all.
By all.
Yes.
So speaking of fun time being had by all.
Yeah.
Guess what's coming up soon?
Easter.
Yeah. And then?
And then I believe it's somebody's birthday.
It may be.
Yeah, it may be somebody's birthday coming up.
Yeah, that somebody's got about 7 Amazon wish lists, if anybody out there is interested in specially ordering that somebody a birthday present. But no, even after that, what's coming up? It's Record Store Day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Record Store Day. I'm so... I have it saved on my phone.
I know, me too.
And I keep seeing it every day, but I'm just like, I forgot. Well, I forgot that it was coming up.
Well,
on
because
the 22nd.
There's so many other things coming. It's the 22nd. I was going to say, what's the date? yeah. So if people are interested, Record Store Day is happening April 22nd.
Yeah.
Same Record Store Day rules apply.
Yes.
Get to your locations early.
Yep.
Plan accordingly.
Yes.
Hope for the best. Just be happy with what you get.
If you can, divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
If not, you know.
I love that because you and I usually split up.
Yep.
You go to one place, I'll go to another. We know what each other wants. And I love the camaraderie of Record Store Day because, like, the last two times I've run into a friend of mine, Tim, when I go to Argy's, and it's always like, hey, what are you looking for? I'm like, oh, I'm looking for this. Oh, what are you looking for? Oh, this? Okay, well, Daniel's at Into the Music, so let me text him.
Yep.
Like, we just helping each other out here.
Yep.
So the list is out.
Yes.
I'm still that nuggets. Every time I look, I don't have the page saved. I have the nuggets description page saved.
Oh, I got the page saved.
Because Nuggets is the album, the compilation album that really kickstarted my love of 60s obscure garage rock.
Yes.
And probably programmed a good chunk of the show for many years, so them to come out with a vinyl box set is like, it's hurting. It's hurting.
It hurts.
But there's a lot of great stuff, as always, so we urge you to go check out the list.
Yeah, I was just looking something up here to see.
Oh,
if,
yeah, he's... I would tell you a fun fact, but I don't have any fun facts really handy. A fun fact, our dog likes to put our cat's mouth in its... Our dog likes to put our cat's head in its mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, was that enough time?
Yeah. If you're looking if you're looking for previous Record Store Day stuff,
yes.
Check out Winnipeg Record and Tape this week. They're having a sale on all their old stuff.
That's right.
15% off last year's stuff.
Yeah.
20% off the year before that. 40% to 70% off
before
2016
and prior. So yeah, if there's something you
If you missed it.
Sometimes those things get hidden in the back room, right? And they're like, oh, crap, I have 3 copies of this. So go check it out.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, go check out Vintage Vinyl.
Yes.
The show sponsor, Vintage Vinyl 204.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of sealed stuff.
He still does. We were laughing because at the record sale, we made enough money for me to afford that sealed copy of that Love album. Doesn't mean I went home with it. It stayed put.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should play some music.
Yeah. We got some ladies coming up here.
We do.
Punk. You know, Blondie, some Kim Gordon, some Bikini Kill, the Linda Lindas.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with Blondie.
Yes.
Hey. Here she comes now. Time.
something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everyone quiet know.
Walk like a panther.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
That was the Linda Lindas. They're like teenagers.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago, they put this thing out during the pandemic. Right?
God bless the kids.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I got to say. Anyway, Punk Rock Flea Market is this weekend.
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday at the Orioles location of the Valor Community Center on Burnell Street.
Yep.
Tickets are $5. You can get them in advance on Eventbrite, or you can get them at the door.
Yep.
Bring money. Bring your Mohawks.
Yes.
Come and have a good time.
Damn right.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We will see you there.
Yep.
We're going to try and squeeze a few more songs in here before we are out for the weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody take care. Have a great time. Be safe. Here is some DOA.
We're going to take care of business.
This isn't like...
some good CanCon right here.
Is this like BTO?
This is BTO.
Yeah.
But done by DOA.
Enjoy.
Yep.
Hey, is there a fly in here?
I don't...
Shit, people shopping.